Today, scientists are announcing a landmark in research involving stem cells. They say that for the first time, they've succeeded in transforming human embryonic stem cells into a specific type of cell. In this case, it's a blood cell. That's important because it shows that scientists can control what human embryo cells become. The report appears in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Scientists have extravagant hopes for stem cells. Many believe they'll ultimately be used to repair tissues ravaged by many conditions, such as Alzheimer's, diabetes, and Lou Gehrig's disease. Dr. Ronald Mackay of the National Institutes of Health says the hope is that scientists will learn to guide human embryonic stem cells along chosen paths.
After all, this is really the heart of the technology, right? ES cells, embryonic stem cells, can differentiate into all the cells of the body. So in principle, we should be able to generate all the cells of the body in controlled ways from embryonic stem cells.
Mackay says the new findings from the University of Wisconsin begin to show the promise is real.
This is the first report that you can take a human embryonic stem cell and in a controlled way in the lab generate a specific cell type of the body, the cells of the blood.
It was less than 3 years ago that Wisconsin researcher James Thompson and his colleagues first isolated human embryonic stem cells. This time, they've gotten human cells to jump through two separate hoops. First, the cells became blood stem cells. Then they differentiated further into red cells, white blood cells, and platelets. To do this, thousands of genes in the embryo cells had to turn on and off at precisely the right time. Scientists say it's significant that the human cells responded to the same chemical signals that worked in mouse stem cells. Dr. Dan Kaufman led the Wisconsin team in these experiments. He says he expects reports of other successes soon.
The work is the first of a series of papers that over the next year or so are going to describe various cell types that are made from human ES cells, looking specifically at not only the blood cells that we show in this paper, but others working on neural cells, pancreatic islet cells, and so on.
Now Kaufman is injecting the human blood cells into mice to see if they'll function normally. Eventually, the Wisconsin group would like to grow vast quantities of human blood and immune cells from stem cells, perhaps as a source for transfusions and bone marrow transplants. They hope they can even use stem cells to keep the body from rejecting organ transplants. Here's how they do it. First, they'd inject immune cells from a particular stem cell line. Then they'd transplant, say, cells that produce insulin, grown from the same stem cell line. They think the new immune cells would protect the transplant from rejection without using immune-suppressing drugs. Mackay says this kind of talk from the Wisconsin group is optimistic.
It puts a smile on my face to hear Thompson and his colleagues interpreting their work so ambitiously, because there's no question that this field is fundamentally important and that the kind of long-term goals that they're proposing are intellectually valid.
Mackay says ideas like organ transplants without drugs are speculation, but it's the kind of blue sky thinking that stem cell scientists are doing these days. Richard Knox, NPR News.